And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. State epidemiologist Dr. Jared Taylor believes 60 to 70% of Oklahomans need to have immunity to COVID-19 to achieve herd immunity.
Herd immunity is basically saying what proportion of the population do we need to have so that we no longer have a raging pandemic. Or if we get above a certain threshold, we may actually drive it downward long term and perhaps move toward eradication or make it extremely rare.
While Oklahoma is among the top states in the U.S. for vaccination rate as of Friday, less than 1% of the state has completed a two-dose vaccination series. Nearly 7% of Oklahomans have received an initial dose. Nearly 10% are known to have been infected since last March. Communities of color have been hit disproportionately hard by the pandemic. The Oklahoma State Department of Health says they're working to get doses of the vaccine distributed equitably. One hurdle is vaccine hesitancy among certain communities. Dr. Christopher Harris is chief resident of family and preventive medicine at OU's College of Medicine.
We have to remember the historical context, especially amongst minorities and African Americans throughout country's history, dating all the way back to the Tuskegee experiment and to a multitude of other events, healthcare and non-healthcare related, up until present day.
The Tuskegee experiment was a decades-long unethical federal study of syphilis in black men in Alabama who were not informed of their infection or given treatment. Harris says it's important for healthcare providers and public health officials to come at vaccine hesitancy from a place of understanding and recognition that concerns are valid. There's also some skepticism in Indian country. Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. appeared this month on CBS News.
There is some hesitancy. People have to understand the history of Native Americans, and healthcare is by and large a history of the government of the United States attempting to provide healthcare directly and more often than not failing.
Hoskin says Cherokee Nation is using trusted messengers on the reservation to try to improve confidence.
More effective than the chief of the Cherokee Nation saying it, when we had those fluent speakers, many of them are revered elders, take the vaccine and smile about it, and we put that on social media, they were our most effective messengers. And I think I've seen some of the doubts melt away.
I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.